Good morning. Welcome to PDG audio conference regarding the results of the first quarter of 2015. We have today with us Mr. Carlos Cianni, CEO, Mara Coqueirala, CFO and IR officer, Antonio Guedes, operations, and Rafael Espírito Santo, head of IR. We'd like to inform you that this presentation is being recorded, and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the presentation. Next, we'll start a Q&A session for analysts when further instructions will be provided. Should you require assistance during the conference call, please request the help of an operator by dialing star zero. We would like to inform you that questions can only be asked via telephone. In case you're connected via webcast, your question should be directly sent to PDG's IR team at ri@pdg.com.br. The audio version and the slides of this conference are being simultaneously broadcast via internet at www.pdg.com.br/ir. There, you'll also find a presentation for download. Before moving ahead, we would like to clarify that any statements made during this conference call regarding business perspectives for PDG, projections and operating and financial targets are based on the company board beliefs and premises, as well as currently available information. They involve risks, uncertainties, and refer to future events, therefore depending on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors must understand that general economic conditions for the industry and other operating factors may impact future development of PDG, leading to results that differ materially from those expressed in future considerations. Now, I would like to give the floor to Mr. Cianni, CEO, who will start the presentation. Mr. Cianni, you have the floor. Good morning, everybody. First of all, I thank you all for attending our conference call regarding the first quarter of 2015. In our agenda, we're going to have four parts. First, we're going to talk about the highlights for 2015. Antonio Guedes is going to talk about our operational evolution. Then Kerala is going to talk about the financial evolution. Finally, we're going to open for questions. Let's move on to slide number four, where we talk about the highlights for the quarter. First of all, let me mention that this quarter we had the highest operational cash generation in the history of the company. We reached 410 million reais in the first quarter, 815 YTD. Consequently, we accelerated our deleveraging process, reducing our net debt in more than 620 million reais. We also continued our reductions in general and administrative expenses. We finished some work sites, and for the first time, the costs to be incurred account for more than 50% of our cash balance. Third, we continue to reduce G&A expenses. In previous calls, we had said that this reduction would happen together with the reduction of the work sites. We aimed at reaching 280 million in G&A. We expect additional reductions in G&A expenses during the semester. Finally, I would like to highlight the successful campaign Na Ponta do Lápis. We're going to talk more about this in a few slides. This shows that our decision to bring our sales forward was the right decision. Next slide talks about the plan of action. Regarding capital increase, this operation was unanimously approved. Time limit for subscription is May 18th. The process should be finished with apportionment of unsubscribed rights, end of June. Corporate debt rollover, positive initial acceptance by the creditor banks. We expect the negotiations to be concluded by the end of June, beginning of July. In terms of asset sales, we started several different processes, and this quarter we concluded the sale of the stake at TGLT in Argentina for approximately 25 million reals. We expect to conclude our other deals until the end of this semester. Geddes is now going to talk about the operating results. Good morning, everybody. We are now in slide number 9. And you see that we have been reducing the number of work sites. We finished the first quarter with 75 projects, 43 from the legacy, which will be almost solely delivered by the end of 2015. Then we're going to have the projects launched by the new management. We've reduced our level of launches. We launched just one project in March, Spazio Ouro Verde in Campinas, with a total PSV of 23 million, 77 units. We have sold almost 70% so far. We're still focused on executing and delivering legacy projects. Now slide number 10. We see that the cost to be incurred projected is 1.5 billion by the end of the quarter, 17% down vis-a-vis the fourth quarter of 2014, 53% regarding the previous quarter. This is the first quarter when the cost to be incurred is more representative than the cost to be incurred from the legacy projects. Slide number 11, you see that sales totaled 532 million, in line with the first quarter of last year, totally geared to inventory sales, especially units that are already finished or to be concluded this year. The greater volumes have led to more cancellations. We have a total of cancellations of 234 million in the fourth quarter. As a result, net sales reached 248 million in the first quarter of 2015. Sales speed in the last 12 months was almost 33%, the same amount recorded for the fourth quarter of 2014. Our speed sales was 37%. In this quarter, sales were pushed by Na Ponta do Lápis campaign, started in campaign. We reached 6,000 visits, 23 online consultations, and 389 sales. 1,500 units sold throughout the country. Slide number 12 shows that the company is still focusing on selling inventory. We have dropped total inventory by 15% between the first quarter of 2014 to the first quarter of 2015, reaching 3 million reals, and 40% of the inventory. In 2015, we had a reduction of 39% at 705 million. Slide number 13 shows that the average resale aging reached 89% every 12 months. Speed 4 percentage points above the fourth quarter of 2014, in line with the first quarter of 2014. We still have a very high level of resales. Slide number 4, about occupancy permits. In the first 3 months, we had the occupancy permits for 13 projects, totaling 5,116 units delivered, with a PSC of 967 million. Reducing once more the works ongoing in the company. We have a total of 75 projects at the end of the period. Slide number 15, we have the mortgage transfers in the first quarter of 2015. We have transferred 4,273 units, 12% more than the first quarter of 2014. Now, slide number 17, you have the development of our general and administrative expenses, which have been trending down quarter after quarter. This was in all lines of expenses and is a result of our current policy. In spite of the sharp drop, we believe that there's still space for more reduction because we're going to deliver all legacy projects by the end of the year. Slide number 18 shows cash generation measured by net financial debt. As we have already said, as we deliver old projects, we reduce our disbursement with cost of works and we increase our receivables in transfers. This trend of higher cash should remain throughout this year. Accumulated generation added to more than 800 million reals. Slide number 19, we see the expanded indebtedness concept or expanded leverage. So we concluded and reduced significantly since 2012. We reduced 5.3 billion reals in the leveraging aspect, which represents a significant reduction for the company. Once more, we have more performed assets, less burdened assets. In the next slide, we have the evolution of the construction financing. As we had expected, we have some projects being financed, and we have more than 800 million reals net in the first quarter. This trend should remain throughout 2015. Slide number 21, we have the corporate debt amortization schedule. In the first quarter, the maturities are already squared out. For the second half of the year, we have already projected, and we have already aligned with the banks. Finally, our net asset value, something we always keep track of. As you see, the reduction in market value has not reduced the intrinsic assets in spite of the financial leverage and the operating risk. Now we're going to open for questions. Now we're going to start the Q&A session. If you have any questions, please press star 1. Should your question be answered and you want to remove yourself from the line, please dial star 2. Questions will be answered as they come. Please remove your phone from the hook in order to have better sound quality. Our first question comes from Daniel Gasparetti from Merrill Lynch. Good morning. I have one question about cash generation. This reduction in terms of accounts receivable, because we saw a constant transfer volume. So when I see the composition of the occupancy permits, we see that the vast majority is in the economic market. I would like to know what the trend is for the next quarter. Could you please repeat your question, because we couldn't really get it, regarding accounts receivable?
Sure.
Looking at the receivables reduction that you had in the quarter, how do you compare this with the transfers, which is practically constant? And in terms of the mix of the projects with occupancy permits, the vast majority was Minha Casa Minha Vida and economic units. So how's this mix? What should we expect for the next quarter? Our expectation is to increase the transfers during the year. Our accounts receivable, the results are the result of many initiatives. We are working to reduce the default rate. We have had a campaign to bring forward receivables in parallel with the other campaign, A Ponta do Lápis, can give you more details about that. So we have a number of actions, and we're trying to monetize our assets as much as possible. There was nothing specific regarding this, but I think we're putting pressure on putting down the default rate, bringing payments forward, And I think that the transfers will increase its share. Next question comes from Carlos Schmidt, Itaú BBA. Thank you for the presentation. I have two questions. Question regarded the sale of TGLP. I would like to know who you sold it to and what's the accounting impact. Some other participations also that you might be selling during the year, and also the cancellations. When do you think this figure will drop during the year? Regarding your first question, TGLT's sale was, actually it happened in the second quarter, but it was accounted for in the first quarter. The expectation is an accounting loss of 5 million reals. Regarding cancellations, I think they are the result of two components. First of all, the number of deliveries. So as we increase the number of deliveries, there is a natural cancellation level. So it's easy to understand. And the second has to do with the market. We still have a vision of 200 million per quarter. Seasonality is more pronounced in the first half of the year. We need to take into consideration and see what's going to happen in terms of differences in real estate credit. But today, we expect to stay at an average of 200 million on average. Next quarter, we can review these figures. But from what we saw this quarter, we saw a more seasonal behavior, and it wasn't exactly something to do directly with the market. There's something we've been talking about in the last quarter. In spite of the accounting impacts that cancellations bring, resale of the units is the best performance in the company as a whole. So we don't see cancellations as a problem, quite the opposite. A canceled unit usually is very liquid and is easy to resell. So resales of a cancellation will usually relapse again. We'll have another cancellation. So we don't see cancellations as a problem. And still answering your first question, the attempt to fight the FOA has also had an impact on cancellations. And at some point, we're going to reach a normal curve. But that's to say that we were very strict, and this led to an increase in the number of cancellations as well. Thank you. Next question, Luis Mauricio Garcia from Bradesco. The first question regards the tax. Your tax rate was quite high, and in recent history, the last quarters, I mean, this only happened when you sold assets. Could you give us some color on what's happening here? I don't know how you're booking the sale of the land and other assets that you're selling. This might have had an impact on this tax, but it really drew my attention, the high tax rate that you're at. And the second one, what do you see in terms of the economic scenario? We hear about restrictions and appreciations. I think the inventories become ever more difficult and maybe we'll reach some critical levels. So how do you see the affordability in terms of credit restriction for the remainder of this year? I'm going to ask the first one and I'm going to let Piani answer the second one. We had no significant sales in terms of SPs. So there was this company of 20 million reals. which had an impact on income tax. But we said this last quarter, this is part of the cost of doing business. We always sell and make agreements or and make them with other companies. Now, in terms of non-recurring events for cash generation, there was nothing important. Then there was a land sale and some projects which had very high transfer rates. So we went from presumed profit to real profit, and this led to an increase in tax rates. So I assure you that there was no non-recurring event during this quarter. Regarding your second question, by bringing forward in the specific macro industry, we implemented a campaign. So our decision was right to bring forward the sales. In terms of projections, all projects to be launched are already under contract. So the financing is already there. But regarding the customers, we still don't know. We need to observe customers' behavior for a longer period of time. So we need to keep track of what's happening. And we try to bring forward our plan to the first half of the year in order to have lesser impact regarding our initiatives and actions. We are very alert about this. Even risk of work sites and all this has already been factored in. Now, regarding how much we're going to sell, we have to still keep track of what's happening to the market and see what the trends will be. What we can do, which is managing risk, we have been doing, and I think we have been successful at that. Following up on what you said, what you migrated to real profit and from presumed profit, your SG&A does not compensate for that, does not offset this? I would like to understand. Generally speaking, our corporate debt is at the holding level and the real profit is at the project level. So our consolidated leverage is higher, but the consolidation does not occur in the same way at the level of SP. We have 1,100 SPs, 400 of them active, and the tax will be paid at the cash when it becomes cash. So the debt is only the production debt at the project level. Our next question comes from Mr. Caparelli, Citibank. I have two questions about net sales. When you talk about cancellations, do you have any expectations of consolidated net sales for 2015? And in terms of inventory sales, are you interested in selling units en bloc? Are you considering a possibility like that? We don't have a guidance regarding our first question. We try to do our best, so we don't have it. According to our macro vision, we try to bring forward the movement to the first half of the year. That's why we held the campaign. The second question? Well, we're always on the lookout. I've said this about other topics. We're always discussing this. Our approach in terms of wholesale is very simple. If there is an opportunity cost regarding the amount invested, if you have IPTU taxes and you have to consider all these things, if the offer is good, is better than the break-even, we sell. If it's not, makes no sense, we don't sell. Of course, not always can you measure all this in detail, but that's what we try. We're trying to maximize the value generated by the company. We're constantly assessing these opportunities. If we have favorable conditions, we'll do it. If we don't, we won't. It's a very transparent and straightforward way of acting. The next question comes from Daniel Malheiros, Votorantim Bank. Good morning. My question regards G&A. You had a material reduction in G&A expenses. Where did you get this from? Can you give us a guidance for the year? What should you arrive at? 280 million is now, we see a downward trend. What are the figures we should consider for this year? Our G&A expenses reduction was conducted in general terms. There is nothing really that stands out. Well, actually, if I could highlight something, it would be consulting fees and also personnel, because we are reducing our complexity levels. So we are reducing the company in general and size. We're making it less complex, and we expect to fund reaching higher efficiency levels in terms of service rendering, in terms of productivity, etc. So we expect the second quarter to be better than the first one, and so on and so forth. So by the end of the year, we are going to reduce our SG&A expenses more than what we did so far. We cannot give you a guidance, but this scenario of uncertainty is something that remains. Just one more question. Regarding your land bank, which is practically flat, are you negotiating? Are you looking for new areas? Are you trying to cancel some areas? Could you give us some color regarding the moves that you see in terms of your land bank? In line with what we have said in previous conference calls, we would like to concentrate ourselves in some regions and reduce our share in other ones. So we're going to make our land bank adequate to this strategy. So in the last quarter, we sold 4 plots of land, and this disbursement is made along the time. So this is going to be seen when we have a higher number of dispossessions. If we're given the opportunity, we're going to accelerate this process. And yes, this is something that we're trying to do. It has been happening. It's still not material, but we expect it to become relevant during the year. I'd like to remind you that if you want to ask questions, you have to press star 1. In order to ask questions, please dial star 1. Thank you. The Q&A session comes to an end. Let me give the floor to Mr. Piani for his final remarks. I'd like to thank everybody for attending the call and say that we remain determined in our plan. In spite of the changes in the macro scenario, we are developing and we expect better results for the next quarter. Thank you very much for attending the conference. Have a nice day. Thank you. BTG's results for the first quarter of 2015 conference call now comes to an end. Please disconnect now.